From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has put his vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence, in charge of his transition team and replaced New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Advisors to Trump said he wanted to use Pence's Washington experience to aid a swift transition in January. Pence served six terms in the House of Representatives. In a statement Friday, Trump said that Pence would build on the initial work done by Christie. The New Jersey governor will remain as a vice chair of the transition effort. In addition to Pence, Trump said that three of his five children, Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would help with the transition effort by serving on an executive committee. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has told the Wall Street Journal that he will consider keeping parts of the Affordable Care Act, which had been known as Obamacare. In his first interview since being elected Tuesday, Trump said he may keep the prohibition against denial of coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. He would also keep the provision that allows parents to keep their children on their insurance plans several years into adulthood. The president-elect said that he liked those two aspects of Obamacare very much. He said he reached his decision after Thursday's 90-minute meeting with President Obama at the White House. Trump had said that repealing the 2010 health care law would be one of his highest priorities after taking office. But in Friday's interview, he said of his conversation with Obama, "I told him I will look at his suggestions, and out of respect, I will do that." For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.